I want to begin by thanking all the chevre that took care of the shul. It's a tremendous amount of work that goes into setting it up. I can start going through the names. Chaverim we could always count on. Yedidim, Ne'amanim. My dear friend is one by here. I want to also start with the names. I can leave somebody out, Chalila. Talmid Chacham, Sadiqim, friends. I want to thank Joey, where is he? Yosef.
He's outside.
You're running outside? Okay. Yeah, we spent many perms in different homes from the Chavayim, from the Kehila. Baruch Hashem, they were able to be in Abbas and Medrash together. It's been a strange tkufa these last few years. And the world is going through a mahapecha. The words Dida Natsach. Are ringing very, very much in my ears, in my brain, in my heart. I want to talk about the Nitzach and the victory. Shuasam Ha'isa L'Netzach. I want to talk about you and I tasting a little bit of that Nitzchias of what Purim is, for those who learn the Svar Makadosha, who have seen a little bit from the Ari HaKadosh of what the Yom Tov is, and the time that we're in right now. I want to spend a few minutes together with you, traveling from Purim to Shushan Purim. From Ha'ir Shushan to Shushan Habira. Listen carefully, let me explain. I want very much to try to be Samson, my thoughts and my feelings. I spoke about this a little bit in Shari Chesed last week to the Chevra. So I'm bringing back a little bit Torah Eretz Yisrael, Torah Yerushalayim, to share with you. We know already from the Kadmonim, Ibn Ezra, Al Shulchan Kodesh, we know from the Kadmonim that there are two parts, two sides, in the city of Shushan. There's Shushan Habira. Shushan Habira was populated by the Sarum, the Bnei Hamlucha, royalty, nobility, Tachshuvim. It was the capital of Shushan Habira. The Jews didn't live in Shushan Habira. As has often been through history, the Jews lived across the river. There was a river that divided Shushan and Shushan Habira. Look at the Mefarshim. All of our suffering, all of our doubts, all of our struggles are the result of this separation between Shushan Habira and Ha'ir Shushan. And the Matzav at the beginning of the Megillah, as the Gzeirah was descending upon us, the Matzav was V'Ha'ir Shushan Navaycha. V'ha'ir Shushan Navaycha, the city of Shushan, the Jews, Amcha, were mamish lost. V'ha'ir Shushan Navaycha. Because everybody knows that Malchusa the Rakia, the Malchus of Hashem, Malchusa the Rakia, is reflected in the malchus of this world, malchus da'ara. And everybody remembers that in the Sipur Maisias of Rabbi Nachman Sluis Yelena, in the story of the Chacham and the Tam, you remember that the Chacham, was journeying around in the Bira, in the capital city of the Malchus. And the Chacham met different people and soldiers. And the Chacham asked, "Who do you work for? What do you do?" And all the soldiers said that they work for the king. And so the Chacham asked, "Tell me something. Did you ever see the king? Did you ever speak to the king? Did you ever meet the king?" And the soldiers said, "No, we didn't. We didn't actually meet him. We serve him. We work for him." And the Chacham laughed at these people for being fools, because the same way that there's a separation between Shushan Habirim, the place of Malchus, the place of Malchusa, the Rakia, the place where Hashem's Baruch, the Baal Habira, is so real and is so present. And there's this mysterious river. There's this mysterious river we'll talk about in a few minutes, this mysterious river that separates, that divides between Shushan Habira and Ha'ir Shushan. And as a result of that separation between those two worlds of Machusa Derakia, Machusa Da'ara, all of us on the other side of the river are living in this world, and this is a world that's filled with uncertainty, with doubt, with questions, Sveikis. It's the world of Amalek, of Sveikis, of the Ilana de Sveikis. It's found in the Ishbitzes farm. Ad kedekach, that there are many, many, many people who are feeling and are wondering, especially looking at what's going on in the world, mi Baal Habir? Who is the Baal Habir? Is there really such a thing as a Baal Habir? Here we are, all of our lives, you and me, all of us, we're soldiers. We're working for the king. We get up in the morning, we try to daven, we try to learn, we try to be good, we try to stay away from affairs, to do mitzvahs. But sometimes, here on the other side of the river, you can't help but wonder, where's the Baal Habir? Where's the Baal Habir? Who's the Baal Habir? And when a person doesn't feel in the deepest and strongest way that presence of the Baal Habir in the palace across the river, in the place where we come from, Me'ivra HaNahar, Yoshua V'Seichem Me'olam, Terach Avi Avram, we come from the other side of the river. That's what we're called Ivrim. Come from another place, from a different place. But sometimes in this world, you feel like you're drowning in that river. And that's what was happening in Ha'ir Shushan. And that's why it says, Ha'ir Shushan, Navaicha, that the people, the good, hard-working Jews in Shushan, in the city, there was one Jew who never ever left Shushan Habira. He lived in Shushan Habira. The tzaddik lives every moment of his life in Shushan Habira. He lives in that place where there are no doubts, where everything is clear. Ish Yehudi, Hayyub Shushan Habira. Chazal, the Gemara says, Ish Yehudi, Ish Yechidi. But Mordechai HaYehudi was royalty, he was nobility, he was allowed, he was the only Jew that was allowed to be in Shushan Habir. But the rest of the chevra, all of us, me and you, we were in Ha'ir Shushan. And somehow something happened on Purim. And even Jews who were living across the river, like us, in Shushan, Ha'ir Shushan, that we are able somehow to come to a place in Ha'ir Shushan, instead of Ha'ir Shushan Avaycha, to come by Ha'ir Shushan, what? Sahala V'Sameicha. That somehow through Purim, even a Jew who's living in Ha'ir Shushan, even you or I, who we have to admit that we didn't see the king. Ritzoneinu liras es malkeinu, but we didn't see the king. We haven't seen the king. Every now and then we have a moment, we feel it's clear. But then it slips away. And we're stuck in that place of Ha'ir Shushan Avaycha. But something happened by Purim. And ever since Purim, every one of us can take Or and Koichas from this day, especially crossing over from Ha'ir Shushan, regular Purim, to Shushan Habir, to Shushan Purim itself. To be Yoinik from this time that we're in right now, to be able to feel that sweetness of Didon Natsach, that you and I are winning. We're going to win. We are winning. Natsachti v'natseach. So listen, chevra. The Medrash says, the Elkot and Esther says, brings the Pasuk in Daniel. In Perek Ches, if you have a chance to take a look. The Medrash says, Ve'ein Shushan ele Elam. Shushan has a number of names. I have students that were born in Shushan. And in Persia, it's called Hamadan. Correct? I have students and friends that come from Hamadan. They grew up visiting Mordechai and Esther. We're taught in Navi in a number of places that Shushan is also called, or is in the place that's called Elam. Ve'ein Shushan ela Elam. Shenema, Va'ani b'Shushan Habir, it says in Daniel Perichas, Va'ani b'Shushan Habir, asher be'Elam ha-Medina. So Shushan was Shushan Habira of this Medina that's called Elam, Ayin Yud Lamed and the Mem, Elam HaMedina. In the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud, you know there are a number of psichas how the Chachamim would darshan and would teach the Megillah. The Gemara says, Rabba bar Oifron Pasuk Le Pizchil Hay Pasha Samihoch, that this tzaddik would begin to teach the Megillah, the story of Purim, from this pasuk, from Yirmiyah Mem Tes, V'samti Kis'i Be'Elam. Hashem says that I have placed my throne in Elam, in that place that's called Elam, Shushan. V'havadati Misham Melech V'sorim, and I will destroy the impostors, the kings, and the officers of Elam, who think that they're going to take away from me my throne. That's the pasuk in Yirmiyah. And Rabbi Baruch von Darshan, Melech Zavashti, not even Achashverosh, as you know, is a tzigah kimener. Vashti, Melech Zavashti, V'sorim Zahoman V'aseres Bon. So the Gemara is saying from this pasuk, the pasuk in Daniel, the pasuk in Yirmiyah, that Shushan is located in Elam HaMedina. Iran, Persia, in Elam HaMedina. And over there Hashem's throne is being occupied by an imposter.
by impostors. In other words, this Metzias that we're living in right now in the world is a Metzias that's called Shchinta Begalusa, Shchinas and Galus. V'samti kisi be'elam. Now every one of you hears in the word Elam, Ayin, Yud, Lamed, and the Mem, what? Elam is a lashon of what? Ha'alama, of concealment. So v'samti kisi be'elam, my throne is in Elam. That means that Hashem is Baruch fears the world. Hashem is Baruch runs the world. But there is a throne at the end of time. I'm not going to go into the Hall of Riches now. Right now, the Russia who has invaded Ukraine and is causing a tumult in the world, he is right now the Ahasuerus that is sitting on this, that is occupying this throne. And he's in cahoots with Iran as well. He's occupying the throne in Elam HaMedina, in Shushan. That means that while we're living in this world, on the other side of the river, the Metzias is a Metzias of Kisi Be'elam, of Shchinta Begalusa. The Shechina is covered, is concealed. And because of that, Ahasuerus can ascend to the throne. Ahasuerus, as you know, was a nobody. Kishevis HaMelech Ahasuerus, he was a nobody. And there are scary nobodies. And the present one, whose name I don't want to even say, the name of Arusha Marusha, the one who's now causing a tumult in the whole world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mysteriously conducting the world through this Malchus of Kisi Be'elam. And the Yeshua is brought about through a very, very mysterious way. And that's why I said when Yontif began, I said last night before Megillah Lining, because people were upset, how are we going to be happy this Purim? And I was saying, Adarabba. Adarabba is Adarba. Means the Simcha of Purim is the way that we bring about Didon Notzach. It's the way that we reveal that Ahasuerus is not Ahasuerus, that Putin is not Putin, and that Haman is not Haman. It's v'samti kisi be'elam d'rabbeinu shalom is einod milvado. And Ahasuerus is achrus and reishis. Ani rishon v'ani achron. And the Shechinta b'galusa, like Reb Tzadik explains by Riches n'b'sisei Laila, that we even see that the Torah Shebichsav, Hashem's Chochmah, is mislabesh in the minds and the hearts of the Chachmei Hadoros. That we see that Abaye and Rav are saying something in Torah Shebaal Peh. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are saying something. And Man Malchi Rabbonin, the Rabbonin are the Melochim in our lives. They are our Malchus. But even the Malchus of the Chachamim is only his slabshus of the Torah Shebichsav, which is v'samti kisi be'elam, that Hashem is speaking through the mouths of Abaye and Rav, which the Kohen explains in all of his form. But Bariches especially in v'sisei Laila. The Torah Shebichsav is Hashem in a clear way. It's Shushan Habira. It's when Hashem is clear to all of us. It's when there was Nevuah in the world. It's when all of us were living with Hashem in Shushan Habira. But then we were sent into Golos across the river. And in the place of Golos, we don't have Nevi'im anymore. We don't hear Nevuah. But we hear a baskel of Hashem through the teachings of the Man Malchir, Rabban, and the Chachamim. And that's also a Bechina of Shechinta Begalusa, because we don't have Nevuah right now. We don't have the Urban Tumim. And the Beis HaMikdash is Chorev. But we have Torah Shebaal Peh. And the Torah means that Hashem is mislabish v'sam tekisi be'elam, that the throne of Torah Shebichsav of Nevuah is occupied in Kedusha by the Chachmei Hadoros in Torah Shebaal Peh. We And we need to understand, what is this river that divides? What's the nature of this river? Listen carefully. The Emes says this would take a long time, and it would require talking about inyanim that don't really have a shush to talk about it's Sibur. But very much the Kitzur and Linyanenu. Over there in Daniel, this river is identified. The river that separates between Shushan Habira and Ha'ir Shushan. Between being in a place with Hashem that's clear, without any svekas. Havadai shmoi kainti hilas. And being lost in a world where people are shaking their heads and asking, did you ever see the king? Maybe Chalila, there is no king. Maybe there is no king. Maybe all these things, Chalila and Chazal and the Gemara, maybe the rabbis made these things up. Where's the Baal HaBira? Who's the Baal HaBira? Whoever heard from the Baal HaBira? Whoever saw the Baal HaBira? And Vayir Shushan Navoich. So listen what this river is. It says over there in Daniel Chaz, Ve'ere b'chazayim. And I saw in a vision, Ve'hi b'raisi v'ani b'shushan habira. Daniel says, I saw myself in this vision in Shushan Habira. Asher be'elam ha'medina. That is located, the Ikem Malchus Arisha is in Elam HaMedina, in Shushan, in the place of Shushan, Elam HaMedina. The Ereb Chazayin. And I saw in this vision, Vani Hayisi Al Uval Ulai. And I saw that I was standing upon, Uval means a river, because a river is Movil, it carries, it has a current. The word Lahovil, right? Like the word Yovel. Lahovil. Vani hayisi al uval ulai. I saw myself upon the river of Ulai, be'elam ha'medina by Shushan Habir, on the river of Ulai. That means that the river is called the river of doubt. The name of the river is Ulai. I'll read you in a second from Rav Kook. The name of the river, that horrible, frightening river, that river in which so many of our brothers and sisters have drowned or are drowning. So for instance, you could have a child that grows up in a home, and because of certain things that happened in the home, or maybe certain things that happened in that little boy, that little girl's life, he really isn't certain of his parents' love. And he drowns in the river that's called Ulai. You know, I had an amazing woman that told me this week. We spoke to her. She lost her father. And my wife and I were talking to her. Very choshev tzedekes. And I know that in the past she had described to me she had tremendous difficulties with her father growing up. And now, one of the hardest things for any child, no matter how old that child is, that when a parent dies, and there were things between the child and the parent that were never resolved. There was certain pain, misunderstanding. It wasn't so poshut. And then everybody comes and makes a shiva call. And the child who's sitting shiva, could be 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, who's sitting shiva, feels uncomfortable and embarrassed because he or she would like to say, I have to tell you the truth, Chavra. I know you came here to hear some beautiful things about my dad, about my mom. The truth of the matter is, we fought for 25 years. And then we didn't speak for 10 years. And we tried to make up for another 5 years. And then he died. And she told my wife and I that I made peace with my father. I came to understand that just as you have on the radio, you know, there's CBS, there's ABC, there's INS. They're like different stations, you know. And somehow, over time, I came to believe that my father always loved me. It wasn't my station. It just wasn't my frequency. And he didn't know how to express to me his love. He didn't know how to give love to me in the way that I needed to be loved, the way that I wanted to be loved. He didn't know how to do that. And because of that, I tormented myself all of the years growing up, drowning in the river of Ulai, that maybe my father hates me. That maybe my father never ever loved me. And the father loved to the father or daughter, but he didn't know how to say. He didn't know what to do, and then he died. Then he left the world. There are so many marriages that are drowning in the river of Ulai. You know, there doesn't go, really, I'm sorry to say, there doesn't go a week or two where I don't have somebody, a wife, that tells me that she's suspicious of her husband and she saw something on the phone. Or the husband saw something on the wife's phone. And Ulai, Ulai, it might be that my wife is not faithful to me. It might be that my husband no longer loves me. We're drowning in a world of Ulai. Ulai. We're afraid for our children to go to camp. Everybody's signing up for camp now, right? Aren't you afraid? How could you not be afraid after all the things that we're hearing? Aren't you afraid? Aren't you afraid that Ulai, Ulai, what would happen, Chalila, Ulai, if one of our children, God forbid, our grandchildren, is exposed to a person, meets a person someplace in camp somewhere that's not well? I don't have to explain what I'm talking about, yeah? And then that child for the rest of his life, for the rest of her life, can't go on breathing, can't go on living. And we're so afraid to put our kids on the buses. Ulai, Ulai. You send your kid off to school. Ulai, maybe there's some sicko on the bus. Maybe there's some crazy person in school. Maybe there's some nasty mora, some horrible rebbe, or some kid in camp that's crazy, that's going to chalila go in the middle of the night over to my kid. Ulai, Ulai. The river of Ulai. So what could we do about this river of Ulai? That's found in our lives in Elam HaMedina, because Hashem is Ne'elam, He's so hidden from us. And Shushan HaBira, we don't live anymore in Shushan HaBira on the other side of the river. But here is where we connect to the teachings and to the lives and to the Kedusha of Ish Yehudi Hayyeh B'Shushan HaBira, because Chevra, we can't possibly manage without the tzaddikim. We can't possibly manage without believing in l'chshayafutsu ma'inasech achutsu. We can't live, we can't breathe. It says in Pasuk Vayavar Mordechai that Mordechai crossed over. And the Gemara says, what did he cross over? Akum demai, he crossed over. There was a stream of water, there was a river. It was the river of Ulai. The river that separated between Shushan HaBira, where everything is clear, where the Malachim are dancing, Malachim Hamoine Mala. But meanwhile, Yisrael Kvutze Mata are crashing and crying and dying by Yishushan HaVaicha, because we are not certain that Hashem loves us. Because the same way that this woman grew up and she didn't understand her father's station, she couldn't understand her father's language of love, that frequency. She couldn't understand what her father wanted from her. She couldn't understand, and she thought that her father hated her. And only when she got older did she realize that her father loved her. She just didn't understand that. So too, the biggest suffix in the world, and this is the Bechin, this is what everybody knows, that Amalek is the Gematria suffix, because Amalek lives in that world of Ulai. Amalek's whole mitzi is to sell Ulai instead of Vadai. Amalek is the one that goes up to you when you're standing a little bit sedreit in Hayeshushan and asks you, tell me something, what happened to you? You lost your job, you lost your wife, your kid ran away. And you're telling me that you believe there's a Baal HaBira? You're telling me there's a Baal HaBira? You're waiting for 15 years for a Shidduch. You do everything you're supposed to do. You're a tzedekis. And the shadchan hasn't called you in 2 years, in 3 years. You keep all the mitzvahs. You stay away from averus. You go to every shir. You don't speak a word of lashon hara. You do everything you're supposed to do. And then somebody comes along from Amalek and says, tell me something. A chacham from Amalek comes over and says to you, you're working for who? I work for the king. Did you ever see the king? I never saw the king, but I believe in the king. You're an idiot. There is no Baal HaBira. There's no Shushan Habira. It's make-believe. It's the Wizard of Oz. There's nothing there. You're spending your whole life dragging around looking for something in Shushan. There's nothing. Elam HaMedina. Uval Ulai. But then we connect. We say, Rebbe, we want to be makash ourselves to you, Mordechai. Whoever that tzaddik is, whether it's the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, whether it's Kedushas Levi, whether it's the Vilna Gaon, whether it's Rav Dessler, whether it's Chofetz Chaim, whether it's Rabbi Avadi Yosef, whether it's Cham Sofer, whether it's Rav Moshe, you connect yourself to the tzaddikim, to the tzaddikim, to the real true tzaddikim. And says, Ve'yavra Mordechai, Tefer Shalom Eschusanu explains that the tzaddik, even though the tzaddik is living in that world of Vadai, everything is clear to the tzaddik is bathing in the presence of Hashem, he's basking in the radiance of Hashem's presence. To the tzaddik, everything is a vadai shmai kein tihilasai. The tzaddik lives in the world of vados, of certainty and of clarity. But the tzaddik, just like Moshe Rabbeinu left the palace, the tzaddik can't bear, Tver Shlomo says, the tzaddik can't bear to see that there are Jews who are dying in HaYeshushan, HaYeshushan HaVaycha. So it says in Pasuk, Vayavra Mordechai. And Mordechai crossed over. And the Gemara says in the Megillah, he crossed over the river. Akumadamai means that creek, that river that was there separating between Shushan HaBir and HaYeshushan. It means that the tzaddik understands, the tzaddik feels, the tzaddik knows that even though for him it's good, but as long as there are Jews who are on the other side of the river in Elam HaMedina, who never ever had the sweetness of that clarity of Einod Milvadai, who go to Fabregans, who go to a nice Purim Mesiba, but then the next day they find themselves back in Elam HaMedina in some office someplace. In Elam HaMedina, and the river Ulai, Uval Ulai, that river, they begin to drown in the river of Ulai. And there's something that's on the computer, there's something that's on the phone, there's somebody that's in the office. And that Amoli comes into your brain and says, there's no Baal Habira. There's nothing Vaday. Everything is suffering. Everything is Ulai. The only thing that's Vaday is the excitement, the fun, the thrill that you're going to have by indulging in this moment of Amalek. Because that's all it is a moment of Amalek. Reish is Goyim. Amalek is Reshetev is Rega. Ki Rega Biapoi. It's that moment of Amalek when you give in to that suffix of there's no Baal, maybe there's no Baal Abir that's watching me, and all of a sudden you slip in, you drown in the river of Ulai. And the tzaddik crosses over to rescue not only our brothers and sisters who are stuck in Ukraine, by the one who is right now the imposter on the throne in Elam HaMedina. The tzaddik crosses over to give chizuk. And when we open up the Svar Makedoshim, and when you and I connect ourselves to two tzaddikim, when we connect to Ishi Udohai B'Shushan Adira, then we're able to, in this place of Elam HaMedina, in this place of Ulai, we're able to come to a feeling of Ados, and we're able to come out from Purim, and to go through the year, to hold on to Mordechai Yehudi, who left Shushan Adira, and came to join us, crying and screaming with his brothers and sisters, with all of the chevra over here in Ayeshu Shanavaycha. Now listen to Rav Kook's words, Chelek Aleph in the Ayur Sakaydish page, Reish. Hey, I'll read to you just two or three sentences. Listen carefully. Havadai hamuchlat shoychin berum oylam bechev yoin oyiz ha'osilavai. Absolute vadai, absolute certainty is only going to be revealed when Mashiach comes. Olam haba. Ekya asher ekya. I will be who I will be. And then you and I will see clearly who he is. Havadai shmo. Kein tihilosa. Vadai istami. Vadai. Vadai. Shushan habira. Now listen carefully. Necholim rabim ispardim yimenu. There are many tributaries, many rivers that flow out, that come from that place of Vadai, of Shushan Habira. Kulam achuzim zebeze, and all these rivers are connected one to the other. Ad boyim lenahar ulai. These rivers began in Eden, in Gan Eden, and those rivers divide, and they come, the tributaries of those rivers divide, they come into this world, until finally, far away from Gan Eden, you find yourself in the river of Ulai. Kulei hai v'ulai, uval ulai. Looks like Rav Kook learned Sefer Daniel. Uval ulai. And he says, v'akol yoinik mimkor havados. But even the river of Ulai, that river of Ulai, its place of origin, where that river began, was where? Was a place of mimkor havados, that makor of absolute clarity and certainty, Shushan Abira, Yushalayim, Gan Eden. The highest place of Vadai. Our tachlis in our lives is to climb higher and higher and to grow closer and closer to that source of where all Vados comes from, certainty. Until ultimately, that river of Ulai, you could go back and you could find it and you could trace that river of Ulai going that Tzadik Mordechai crosses over the river. And Mordechai takes us by the hand. And we go, my Mordechai was my father. Zichron Levracha. Mordechai Ish Yehudi. My father's name is Mordechai Arye. And as confused as I was always growing up, whenever I came and I was in the presence of my father, even if he didn't say a word, because he spoke very little, even when he just would give a certain look, I was in a spell from something that was making me crazy, and my father would just be mavatl with, no. And then in one second, I was taken on this trip from the river of Ulai. Rav Kook says, the river of Ulai, Mischaber hu ima nahar ayotze me'eden. Because the rivers all began, nahar ayotze me'eden. And from there, they were divided into the other rivers, and from those rivers, other rivers, and other rivers, until you ended up somehow, like, you know, on the A train in Washington Heights, you know, in 1978 or something, you're stuck over there and you don't know who you are, what you're doing there. Miyusoyed havados, v'kulam yachad shoyevim leshet chayem mimkar kol havadoyes. So Rav Kook is saying, he doesn't mention a word here about Purim, but the whole yontif of Purim is somehow getting from Hayir Shushan Navaicha, from that misery of being uncertain, Ulai, maybe my wife doesn't love me, maybe my husband doesn't love me, maybe the Rabbi Shalom doesn't care about me, I've done so many disgusting things in my life, Ulai, maybe I've already lost his love. Yeah, I know it says in the Sfarim that God always loves me, but it can't possibly be that he still loves me after all that I've done. Ulai. Ulai, what's going to be with my kid? What's going to be? Ulai. But Rav Kook is saying, without mentioning what about Purim, the whole inyanus of Purim is that somehow it's possible, even in that place of Shushan, of Ha'ir Shushan, to somehow, even in that place of Uval Ulai, and Amalek, and Safek, the Ilona Desveka, Hamin Ha'etz, Haman comes from the Eitz Adas, Toivara means Ulai Zetov, Ulai Zeran, Eloi Deamazah, that somehow a person is able to come back to that vados, to that certainty, that clarity that you and I are going to feel tomorrow night. You open up the Noam Elim Melech, Shabbos after the meal, to open up the Noam Elim Melech, to open up a Kedushas Levi, to open up a Likut Maran. Rebbe, I'm so sick and tired of being here. Take me a little bit to be with you in Shushan Habir, across the river. Take me across to where you live. I can't stand it over here in Shushan. I'm so mixed up. I'm so confused. And then Rav Kook ends and he says, Visham ma'ayn ha'simcha. Then when you come to that makar, when you come to that place where you're able to taste, which is Shabbos, and now it's like to come right from Purim, Shushan Purim into Shabbos, when you come to that place of Eden, of where the rivers began, which is the place of Vada, of certainty. V'sham ma'ayn ha'simcha. You see, if you and I, Cheva, if we would never, ever, ever lose the certainty that we're feeling this moment, the clarity and the certainty that we're feeling this moment in Hashem's love for us, in our love for each other, and how it doesn't make a difference what this one looks like or what that one looks like. It's all costumes. It's all make-believe. If we would be able to take out from Purim and to go into Shushan, from Purim into Shushan Habir with Mordechai HaYehudi, then the Simcha of Purim would never end. V'sham mo'ein ha-simcha, oyiz v'ched v'bim kaimai. Ein simcha ka'ataris ha-sveikas. Ein simcha ka'ataris ha-sveikas. Where does it say? Have you heard that expression? Ein simcha ka'ataris ha-sveikas. Who knows where it says that? You get an extra homentation if you answer the question. It's a very common saying, right? Ein simcha ka'ataris ha-sveikas. Ka'ataris ha-sofik. The greatest joy that a person can have was the joy that this woman felt when it dawned upon her that my father really loves me. That my father really loves me. Ein simcha katarsa sveikis. Where is that found? Where? In the Gaon. Where? Rav Mordechai told you. The exact lashon of ein simcha is found in the tshuvas of the Ramah. It's found in the tshuvas of the Ramah. Maybe it's found earlier, but I think that's the way it's found in the tshuvas of the Ramah. Such a nusach, a lashon of ein simcha katarsa sveikis. The greatest joy is when you're raising a kid, and the whole time you're raising the kid, you think, ulai, the kid doesn't get it. Because everything I want this kid, the kid's doing the opposite. And then you're standing there, and somehow, the kid comes to the chuppah, and you're looking at your son or your daughter under the chuppah, and you realize that they got it. That he was actually listening. He cared. It meant something to him. All the years, you were living in a place of ulai. And that place of ulai is miserable. You drown in that river of ulai. That's amalek, that's safek. And then you feel the sweetness of ein simcha ketaras ha-sveikis. When you're able to somehow be in that place of Eden, of nahar yotzei me Eden, every Shabbos, to come back to a place that's called Nahar Yoid Sami Aid, like we say in Ka'ersof in the Nigga. So let me end with this story. I hope I have a minion that's still awake. We have to have Marathon. This isn't the first time in the world that there was a Magefa. There was a pandemic. I don't remember that we called it pandemic when I was younger. We called it a Magefa. I don't know what they called it in English. But it's not the first time there's an Agefa. And in Poland, at the time of the Svasemis Lucy Elena, there was a terrible Magefa. In the outskirts of Warsaw, that whole area, there was a terrible Magefa. And many, many, many people died. Many Jews, Elena, died. And there was a gzeirah of the Malchus. The Jews were not allowed to bury any of their dead. They weren't allowed to go into the cemetery because the Malchus believed that that would spread the pandemic, the Magefa. So the gzeirah was that all who died, the bodies had to be burned, had to be cremated. That was the gzeirah. Could you imagine such a thing? You know, there are many, many of our Jewish brothers and sisters nowadays who choose to be cremated if they leave this world. Hashem Yirah. My grandparents were cremated, but they didn't have a choice. There are Jews now who choose to be cremated. They don't know. It's not their fault. Hashem Yirah. So the Malchus over there in Poland made a gzeirah that no burials, no kvuras, only cremations. And the Svasemis said that anybody who takes upon himself, is courageous enough and takes upon himself to bury that day, there were 16 children, Jewish children, who died from the Magefa. And the Svasemis says that anybody who buries these children, in other words, anybody who endangers his life by
defying the Gzeira, Svasem has promised Olam Haba. Svasem says, I promise Olam Haba. But there was only one Jewish Yehudi. His name is Rabitsha. I can't remember what he was called. His last name, what he was called. His name is Rabitsha. And this Rabitsha went by himself because everybody else was afraid. And how and what, it doesn't say how. But this Yid went and he buried these 16 children. He buried them. He smuggled them in one by one into the cemetery. And he wasn't caught. He did it. And he came the next day to Beis HaMidrash. And the Sfasemis was murdering this ball from this Rebitsha. And the Sfasemis said to him, Hiftachti v'kaimad. I promised you Olam Haba, and I will keep my promise. But, you know, Jews are funny when it comes to things like this. So listen to what Itcher said. He said, Rabbi, the truth is that the job was much harder than I thought. Rabbi says, and everybody's telling me that I'm crazy that I did it. I didn't know how hard it was going to be. So I'm asking Rabbi not just for Olam Haba. I'm asking also that you should give me Olam Hazeh, this world. Because this Itcher is Nabuch. You know, Kol Machlis Hasanti Mitzrayim, he had all the tzaras of Mitzrayim, all the 10 markets this guy was living with. Whatever, by no, so yeah. Nothing good. So everybody was quiet. And the Rebbe said, so Sema says, I said yesterday that I promised Olam Haba. And Itcher held his ground. He said, it was a much bigger job, and I'm asking for Olam Haba. So Sfasema said to him, no, tell me, what is it that you want? What is it that you want in this world? And this Tzibroch Niyit, who had nothing in his life except sorrows, said, Rabbi, Heilige Rabbi, could you give me the schus by the night of the Seder to put your kittel on you? I just want to be able to put your kittel on. To dress you in your kittel. Could I do that? And the Sfasemis cried and he grabbed him. And he said, Ani Mavtiach. And that he gave not only for that year, but that was every year. This Itcher was that would come and he would put the kittel on the Sfasemis. So I was thinking about this. You know, what would I have asked for? What would you have asked for? You know, it's Purim. Everything we ask for in a sincere way. On Purim. Vatoysef Esther v'tadabal lefnei ha-melech. Vatoysef Esther means no matter how deep the hest upon him is, v'tadabal lefnei ha-melech. You could mamish, and it says, Shem Shmuel, all the tzaddikim tell us that you're able mamish, like, to tell the king what you want. And that he's going to keep. On Purim. Vatoysef Esther v'tadabal lefnei ha-melech. Ma shelase, ma bakashase. The Baruch Hu is saying to each and every one of us right now, like the Sfasema said to Itcher, ma shelase, ma bakashase. But not chatzi amalos. And what Itcher asked for was to be able to hold the kittel of the Sfasemas and to put it on him. That means that all Itcher was looking for in this world was for that pureness of the tzaddik, to hold on to the white kittel, to hold on to the big day love, to hold on to the white kittel of the tzaddik. That's all he asked for. Because for him, that's all that a Jew could possibly have in his life. There's nothing greater than that. That mesikus, that gan eden, vavada ishmoy kenti lasa. So I promised, it's probably almost an hour ago, that I was going to talk about Dido Netzach, about Shuasam HaYisrael HaNetzach. Each and every one of us has to fill ourselves not with what is reported on the news, not what it says in the newspapers. We have to fill ourselves with the vados, with that certainty that soon we're going to see with our eyes that Hashem's throne that is right now concealed in Elam under the garments of the Rishoyim of this world, that soon we're going to be zeiche for the time of Alkis Elo Yeshev Zayim V'lo Yinchal Oida Chemes Kvoidai Kivishem Kosh Chonish Bat Eloi Shalich Ben Neir Lo Elam Ve'el, that we're going to be zeiche Mesesem Shuasam Ha'isal Netzach Didon Natzach with the Bula Shalom Amitish Mehem Yomen Amen.
Amen.